Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Brian was on earlier. You can always use the Odyssey Rewind function. Go back to approximately, when was he on? Because I have to remind myself. Oh, yeah, it was 3:25, a couple hours ago. And you can listen to Mr. Kilmeade. This is the biggest venue. The Factory is where he's going to be Saturday night, March 22nd. It's going to be awesome. We'll have the entire 97.1 team out there. And we'll be on stage introducing Brian and mixing and mingling. But the tickets are on sale right now, and he's very excited to come back to St. Louis. And he credits us a lot because we carry a show every morning, of course, and he's a regular on my show every week. Governor Kehoe is the new governor of Missouri. He's given his State of the State address yesterday. And I want to focus on education just a little bit.
I want to be clear. I am a proud supporter of education, all of its forms. Public schools, private schools, charter schools, as long as Missouri's children are getting a quality education. But throwing more money at the problem is not the solution. We have invested over $4 billion in K-12 education, and we still aren't seeing acceptable results across the state. The foundation formula in its current form has gotten out of control.
That's crazy. Why would you not focus on just throwing money at things that don't work, Mike Kehoe?
We are no longer feel the formula as currently written appropriately allocates funding for public education. We must find a better solution that does a better job of incentivizing performance and managing unrealistic annual adjustments. The current formula was written 20 years ago. Since its inception, funding for the foundation formula has increased nearly $2 billion, while enrollment has declined by nearly 30,000 students.
So some of this gets a little inside baseball, blah, 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 foundation formula. Let's kind of cut to the chase a little bit here with Jean Evans. She is a regular on the Reardon Roundtable, political consultant for Go Consulting. She is the head of the Missouri Federation for Children. Jean, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fantastic, Mark. I'm still in Jeff City, kind of riding on a high from the governor, you know, his announcement on wanting to tackle education in Missouri.
Well, I want to talk about school choice and some of the things he said about that. But on the foundation formula, look, I've covered Missouri politics, as you know, for a long time. I've talked about the foundation formula for a long time. I've talked about how, because you hear these complaints every time the Republicans are in control, this goes back decades, they're not throwing enough money at education. The fact of the matter is the amount of money that is given to education in the state of Missouri goes up every single year. Every year.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And it was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and so we have opponents complaining that he said he owned it. I'm not going to fully fund the foundation formula. So they're saying he's cutting education. No, what he's saying is he's not going to give them as much money as they are demanding. He's still funding education. But the way their formula has been tweaked, it's gone up exponentially in the last couple of years, where they're asking for $300-500 million more each year in the budget just on that piece, and then asking for more in the supplemental budget while we have fewer students and worse results. And he's just like, we're not doing it that way anymore. So this is the foundation formula. Everybody on all sides agrees that it needs to be redone, but nobody wants to tackle it because it's a huge juggernaut. But he's created a task force. He's going to deal with it. But the good thing is, to me, he's attacking it on both ends. Right away, $50 million for school choice program, the most scholars program, which means, you know, thousands more kids can get into the program. So immediately he's going to increase school choice while still attacking the long-term problem of how we fund our schools. And he said specifically, we're going to incentivize performance. Oh, what a concept. Right now, there's very little accountability or incentives to do well as a school, and he's done with that. He's going to change it, and you better get on board.
Not to throw cold water on the idea, because I think that this is something that's necessary, but I always get a little nervous when it comes to blue ribbon panels and commissions and task forces, because they tend to make recommendations that don't get implemented. But what he's saying here is he's going to put a task force together with two senators from the Senate, appointed by the president pro tem, two representatives of the House, a member of the State Board of Education, a superintendent from a large urban school district. You might have trouble in St. Louis public schools. There's a little issue there. A superintendent from a rural school district. So the list goes on, trying to get a good representation from across the state. And then they deliver a report at the end of 2026. I hope that you can find, you know, some sort of agreement on some solutions here. I get nervous when you got big panels looking at stuff, though, Gene. But I guess this is the only way to go.
I think it's smart, because now you're getting people inside and outside the legislature looking at this. Everyone has an experience with education, so everyone thinks they know a lot about it. It's a very emotional issue. There's nobody who's in the legislature, who visits the legislature, who doesn't have an opinion on this, right? They've all had an experience. So I think what he's doing is great. He's saying, we're going to get this done, instead of passing the buck to the legislature and saying, you need to do this. He's saying, I'm going to create this. And if you listen to the whole speech, he's like, if you're not on board with this, with our plans to incentivize performance and have more school choice, then we don't want you, right? You've got to be on board with our plan to improve education and more freedom for students, or otherwise you're not welcome, basically. And he says it in a very nice way, but it's very clear.
Do you know, this is random, but I want to toss this in there, because I think when it comes to ideas about education and, you know, making sure that we're doing the right things moving forward, do you know who Tiffany Anderson is, who was in Jennings for a while?
Oh, yeah.
She's fantastic. Yeah. I got to know Tiffany. I actually started doing a documentary on her, and then she got shifted to Kansas, and that's where she is right now. She wrote a book that came out, I think, last year, the year before we reconnected. But what was so impressive about Tiffany Anderson and the way that she went in to reform the schools is she wasn't a meeting person, right? At one point, Gene, you know, because I have connections in politics, I thought to myself, this was my instinct, and it was an absolute wrong instinct. I thought, you know what? Tiffany Anderson is someone who should be running the Department of Education, you know, in Missouri. And then I thought to myself, nope, she's a doer. She actually,
right. So
she goes out into the crosswalks and she visits with the parents and the kids. You know, this is a very impoverished district, so some of these kids don't even eat in the morning. And she wanted to know
right. What
was going on. And she had this leadership style that turned that district around. And by the way, it wasn't because of more money, because in a weird way, and you know this, you get punished when you do better financially. So that's how backwards it is. But she really took on a different approach to education, which I think should be implemented more across the country. By the way, if I'm Governor Kehoe, and I'll tell Mike this, she's a person that should be at least listened to in this whole process, even though she's in Kansas, because she's really good on it.
She is, and I know she has a friendship with our pro tem, Cindy O'Loughlin. Cindy's trying to get her back in Missouri, and I know they speak frequently, but I think you're pointing into a bigger issue, which is how important leadership is in our schools.
Yes.
And if you talk to a teacher, they will tell you, I mean, teachers flock to schools with good leadership, with good superintendents or good principals. That's where they want to be. Everything works better. Most teachers are there. I mean, you have a son who's a teacher, right?
It's
a calling. They're very passionate about it. And unfortunately, what's happening when you have situations like in the St. Louis City with poor leadership, the morale goes down and these dedicated teachers leave. Your really good teachers leave, and the ones who can't oftentimes find another job end up staying, and it's a downward spiral. There's still good teachers in the city of St. Louis. They are starved for leadership there. That is a big problem that I don't know that the governor or the state can solve other than creating a way to, you know, maybe find some rules around superintendents. I mean, I'm not really sure how you fix it.
I've always called for more Tiffany Andersons because I never saw anything like her, and she's a dynamo. She really is.
She is.
And that would be my recommendation. So on the school choice front, what's kind of going on there?
Yeah, so the Mo Scholars Program is currently funded by tax credits, and they have to raise the money every year. They're not sure how much they're going to have. There's a waiting list. Last year, they did great. They went from $14 million raised the second year to $24 million raised last year. But we have thousands of kids waiting. So by appropriating $50 million to that program, thousands more kids will be able to get scholarships to go to a school that better suits them. And that is targeted to low-income and special needs kids. So if you redo the formula, however, you can institute universal school choice through the formula. That is the way to get universal school choice to everyone in the state, create a competitive environment, and incentivize all these schools to do better in order to attract better teachers and more students.
So with less potential disruption in the upper body, in the Senate, which has been a little all over the place with some things in the last couple of years, it sounds to me like, if I'm reading through the tea leaves here, you have confidence that some of this can actually be achieved.
I do. And this is one thing that Republicans agree on largely is school choice. We now have a Republican president and a Republican governor who are pushing for school choice. I think it makes it difficult if you're a Republican in the legislature who's opposed it to be going against the Trump administration on this issue. So that makes me hopeful. And also, Kehoe is a unique leader. And, you know, I've worked with him for years. He's helped us with school choice just by sitting down and talking to legislators and getting them from a no to a yes. He has a unique ability to really lead people and get to a place where people feel comfortable with the policy and bring them on. You know, he's just a great leader. I mean, you spend time with a guy, you can see it. But he just has a way of getting people, you know, on the bus, all going in the same direction.
Well, and he's got the connection where he grew up here in North St. Louis, and in North St. Louis County, and he knows, and look, you know this too. My experience has been, and this is a little different because of the numbers in Missouri, but in order to have any kind of successful school choice, in most situations, you have to have mostly urban Democrats support. You have to have some Democrats that buy into this and really believe in it. And that's sometimes how it actually gets implemented and works. And I don't know how many of those we have out there.
We have a couple. We had a few that voted with us on 727 last year, and they successfully, you know, they were challenged then in a primary, and both of them won overwhelmingly, including, you know, that was Marlene Terry and Steve Butts. They did great. I think that sent a message to other Democrats that, hey, you know, because a lot of them do believe in it, but they're worried because they've been told that people don't want this, even though all the polling shows even Democrats support school choice. It is an overwhelmingly popular issue. No matter how you poll it, how you ask the question, people want the freedom to choose where their child goes to school.
Steve Butts is kind of one of us. Come on. He's just doesn't want to admit he's a Republican. He's probably listening right now, so I have to tease him. Gene, awesome information. I appreciate it. We'll see you on the roundtable soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mark.
Take care. Audio cut of the day. If you haven't heard Stephen Miller just absolutely slicing and dicing up Jake Tapper on CNN, I'll share that next for our audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.